Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. It's our 237th episode. I hope you're doing well, getting a chance to get out there and do something creative this week, get a chance to make some great photographs or tinker with the camera or do something fun, at least to get out of the rut of everyday work life and do something fun and creative. I was asked a really interesting question the other day about if I sign my photographs and do I actually put a signature on them? And I thought it was such an interesting question because it drives a bunch of different questions that come up about signing artwork and what the signature actually means and conveys. And I thought today I'd spend a little time on the podcast talking about the notion of the signature and whether or not we should sign our work, whether or not it's important to do that and what that kind of conveys and means when we sign that work. Of course, when we sign a contract, when we get a piece of paper and we're signing a house or we're getting a loan or an agreement between friends that we put into a contract, the signature is the statement that we accept the terms that are identified above. So the things that we've agreed to and put in writing for the method and means and mode of operating, the signature becomes the thing that says we accept those terms and we mutually accept those terms. So even outside the art world, there's a notion of acceptance when we sign something. It says that we agree to that. We sign a check, we agree to pay that money. For those of you who've never written a check, it's kind of like when you sign the little Square app on the little device at the checkout. It signifies that you agree to pay the money to the vendor using your debit card or credit card. That acceptance, I think, is one part of the signature. I think another part of signature that's important to talk about before we get into signing the actual artwork that we create or the photograph we create is that the signature also defines in some ways the look and aesthetic that we create. Certain people have a signature look. If I mention certain photographers, if I say something like Carrie Mae Weems, if I say Ansel Adams, if I say Robert Adams, if I say Cartier-Bresson, they have a certain signature look to their work. They have a certain feel. If you look at a William Eggleston photograph versus a Todd Hedo photograph, different looks, different colors, different palettes. Nan Golden, different colors, different palettes. But there's a look to the work that says that's that person's creation. So in addition to all the voice, vision, style elements that come into play, signature is an important part. Cindy Sherman, who's got work out right now that on, if you follow her on Instagram, you see one of them, you know, the next photographs you're going to see are going to be Cindy Williams. And a part of that is that signature look that's created there. So there's signature's acceptance and there's signature is kind of who we are in the look and aesthetic we want to create when we take the photograph. And I think it's those two elements pulling together that make signing a piece of art, signing something we create important. Most painters sign their paintings right there in the corner of the painting somewhere. You'll see their name or some type of annotation that they've actually painted the work. And yet photographers struggle with signing the image. And I think part of it's because if we print bleed edges, people don't want to necessarily sign on the photograph. Although you do see that sometimes in wedding photo albums, or you see it in certain other people's work, they put their signature right across the photograph. I personally don't like that because I find it to be a distraction from the photograph and I just can't not look at it and it pulls me away from the subject material. But there are people who do put their signature there. They put a stamp on there that says that they've accepted the work and that it's of the quality they want. And I think that's really one of the things that's important about signing a piece of work, a piece of art, a photograph that you create, is it's your way of saying that you believe that this is done, it's finished, and it's at a level and a bar that you accept the quality of. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't be better in the future. It doesn't mean you couldn't go reprint it later and make it better. But it says at this time, this piece of work is something that I'm done with at this point, and I am satisfied, content, happy, overjoyed, frustrated, but I'm done. And I'm putting my name on it to say that this is a completed piece. And I think that's really important as we look at why we sign something is it is that definitive statement that says, I am in fact at this point in time done with this and satisfied, and I accept the terms of what's up there as being done. I also think it's really interesting that we note the statement of something being signature worthy. Even Epson has a whole line of paper called signature worthy paper. In their case, it's marketing to imply that the paper is worth signing alone, regardless of the photograph that's put on it. And outside the marketing gimmick of that, I do think it's an interesting notion of that something is signature worthy. So as we create our work, as we process and we edit and we change and we print and we look at photographs, we decide that this is in fact signature worthy. This photograph A is more signature worthy than photograph B. And therefore, I'm going to commit my name to it. I'm going to sign it and definitively own it, which is another part of the signature process. I think as creators and as photographers, it's important is that we are owning our work. And that's one of the things that I think so many people are afraid to do is actually own the work and own the decision about the photograph. We may look at a photograph and we may hear criticism of a photograph that says, oh, this isn't right, this isn't good, this isn't well done, this needs to be improved upon. And we spiral into a tornado of all sorts of angst in hearing those things. But when we say something is signature worthy, we believe and we own that decision to say that we are putting a foot forward, we're putting a stake in the ground that says that I believe this photograph is worth my signature. So in all honesty, I don't sign all of my photographs. When they come off the printer, if they don't meet an acceptance bar, I don't sign them. They usually actually end up in the shredder or they end up in the pile of papers that one day I believe will magically turn into really cool photographs without any further involvement on my part. So the stack of 100,000 pieces of paper I have that will magically be visited by the good photo fairy sit in the corner. But none of those have my signature on them. They just sit there. The photos that come out where I feel like, wow, this is done and I am ready to go with this, they do get a signature. And that's the statement and point in time where I know I'm ready to, one, move on to the next photograph. Two, that I feel good about what I've done. And three, that I've actually said what I wanted to in that photograph. I think the other challenge around signature that becomes so interesting and compelling is, and it's one of the things that I think hides behind that initial question about do I sign my work? Because they didn't sign their work. And so they were just, I think, asking from a logistics standpoint, because eventually we got into types of pen to use, use a pencil, all those kind of things. But I think part of the underlying question there is, am I making something signature worthy? Am I making something of importance enough that I would put my name on it to put it out there in the world under that ownership to say that this is important, this is valuable enough for me to put my name to commit my name to? So if you're signing it and you're saying, yes, this is that thing, that part of us do wonder sometimes, am I to a point where I'm ready to do that? Am I saying something that's worth saying that others should find important? And I think part of the acceptance of who we are as the photographer is knowing that along our path and along our route we follow, no matter how slow, meandering, or crazy it may seem, no matter how fast it seems or how we compare it to others, is that we always have something of value to say. And some of us are much more verbal driven, extroverted driven, and we're more loud and boisterous. And some of us are more quiet and introverted. And it takes us a little longer to pull our thoughts together as we process and think about them. But in the end, it doesn't matter how you get there. The things you have to say and the way you see is valuable. And that's part of that signing the photograph is the acceptance of what you have to say is important. And the way you have to say it is important. And I think it's a huge step forward. Even if you're an established photographer, if you start signing your work, I think you'll find it's a huge psychological shift in the way you accept who you are as a photographer and the type of work you're creating. Putting that name down in that corner or putting it on the back, wherever you sign, is a significant step for everybody in accepting who they are and accepting what they are and how they are existing in the world as an artist, as a person. It's just a huge, huge part of that process. So at the end of the day, all you really have to decide is the image I'm making signature worthy to me? And if I feel like it's not, what would need to change in that? And if it's a matter of confidence, maybe starting to sign even your proofs will give you a little more confidence on the ownership of the work you create. It'll give you a chance to say that, yes, this is in fact important. This is in fact interesting. I am wanting to continue to move forward and do these things in an interesting way. It's the same reason why when people ask me where to sign the print, where to sign a photograph, you could sign it, like I said, on the photograph itself. I see people do that. For me, I like to sign it. I like to leave a border around the paper, and I like to sign in that border on the front. usually in the lower right-hand corner, and then I put it annotation if there is an edition or if it's an open edition or whatever in the lower left corner, or it's blank over there. But I like to sign that front lower right corner. I like my name on the front. I like it to be shown there as a statement of authenticity. And I do believe that the signature can then be a part of the artwork if somebody chooses to frame around that. And of course, they could then crop in on the matting if they choose to get rid of the signature. I also think there's something about, for me, the chance to put my name on the front says that I'm not trying to hide anything. That this is, in fact, my photograph. This is, in fact, what I do. Now, I also, if it's work that's got some notes or annotations, I'll sign the back as well. And that way that's signed on front and back. Sometimes I used to just sign the back of the photograph, so that way there wasn't anything to distract from the photograph on the front. The signature in any kind wasn't a distraction. Now on matte paper, I use such a light pencil, I don't find it to be a distraction. But for each of us, there's just a difference. So I don't think it matters if you sign the front or the back. I don't think it matters if you sign on the left or the right, top or bottom. What matters is you actually get that signature down. So if you don't sign your work now, if you don't create that experience for yourself now, I would encourage you to pull out some of your final prints, some of the ones you really enjoyed, and put your name on them. Put a commitment that says that this is done and you accept the terms of that piece of paper that the photograph is on, and it signifies that your expectation of acceptance by everybody else who looks at the photograph. I think it'd be an interesting experience for you, a really good chance for that. And if you're a person who does sign your work, think about, well, when do you make that decision to sign the work? Is it a last minute thing, or is it when the final print is done and you get the signature there? When it comes off the printer, when it comes out of the dark room and is dry, do you sign it right then? Or is it something that sits around until it becomes available for sale? Do you think about signing that? I think if you start signing as the work's completed, you might see a shift in your approach to your work as well. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get a chance to get out there and make some smart decisions on anything not photo related regarding signatures. Don't sign anything you shouldn't. And I hope in your own work, you redefine that context of what signature worthy means and start applying that signature. I think, like I said, you're going to find a huge shift, I think, in your approach to your work just by getting that small little step of acceptance. Have a great week. Have fun making photographs. Don't forget that you can always find us up on any place podcasts are found. If you're switching platforms or devices or switching from iPhone 57 to Android 5 million, there's always a player out there or a source for the podcast, and any reviews up there would be great. Helps other people find the podcast. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time.